Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. How are you, man?
I am doing great. Great day. How about you?
I am having a lot of fun. I am getting geared up for my weekly trip to Costco, but we have an important segment to do first.
All right.
Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast President and CEO of Workforce Connection, Ms. Indra Turnbull. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Indra, can you share a little bit about Workforce Connection? What are you guys up to?
Well, we're trying to disrupt the recruiting industry.
Disrupt.
I'm a big disruptor.
I have
been all my life. Nonconformist disruptor. That's me.
I see the way you spelled connection right there. You're disrupting right there.
Definitely. Basically, been in technology now for about 25 years and through circumstance ended up in the search business with a technology because of a technology, matching people, candidates, position specific, especially in the C-suite. And as the landscape in recruiting has changed radically since 2008, and knowing my hiring manager,
in what way has it changed?
Oh, well, people were laid off. No hiring.
Okay, so there were more candidates and less jobs?
Well, yes, jobs. But the other thing is because of the economy, companies are cutting back in their budgets. They don't want to pay the large search fees anymore, where once upon a time, you could do searches for managers, even below the executive suite level. Now today, no.
That doesn't happen that way?
No. Unless it's extremely hard to find a person and the company cannot do it on their own under that level, then basically no search fees.
Wow.
So as one looked at this, and the other thing is...
what about all those companies that were doing that?
Many of them aren't around.
They consolidated
and
went out of business.
But the other thing is you've still got your executive search companies like Egon Zehnder and Heidrick, but they focus now purely, and as always have done, on the really executive level positions. But a lot of the companies that were in the space of permanent hire at the lower levels are now moving over to contract because this is another result of 2008, where companies are now operating meaner and leaner. They are going to bring people, professionals in for projects, if the project's done, and that means no overhead, no benefits, no pension. So it's a cheaper way to employ people. So a lot of the companies that were previously in permanent are now also focusing on the contract side.
Right. And the contract has their own rules and regulations.
Yes. And a lot of these center around how you pay.
Right.
And so up until now, the contract side has been totally controlled by staffing companies because they then employ the individual and lease them back to the company.
And that's okay to do that?
Oh, yes. That's fine. It's just as long as they're not a full-time employee or working full-time for that company.
Right.
Now, because they're now working for
the
a
staffing
third
agency.
Party.
Right.
Right. None of the internet solutions are really offering that piece. We will be. We are offering a full service alternative to the search and staffing company. Off our platform, we will be doing offering video interviewing, interview scheduling, background checks, and payroll employer of record. We have a relationship with a company that's been in the business for 40 years doing this nationally, know what they're doing, and they will be handling that part of it. We don't wish to be losing our focus on our core, which is matching candidates position specific. And what we our technology utilizes both structured and unstructured data to match to each unique position the candidates. So that's our strength, our core, our differentiator. And so we're building these other areas around having strategic partnership relationships with people.
To offer like a turnkey solution.
Totally comprehensive turnkey.
Now, do you anticipate focusing on a specific niche, a sweet spot, or are there some key industries or sectors that you'll focus on?
We are basically going to focus on those positions in the professional area from accounting, technology that form the backbone of a business. We're not going to get into nursing or anything specialized there.
What about like marketing?
oh yes, marketing and sales. We're going to do the things that I've been doing for 20 years right. and I know.
Right. IT, you're going to do
oh, yes, IT, definitely. Mm-hmm. And data analyst, data is huge today. Mm-hmm. But this, where we will stop is up to the director level.
Oh, so you're not doing the C-suite.
Not yet.
Not yet.
That's about 24 months from now, once we've established the confidence of our customers and our uh-huh. clients that we're doing a job that they've not seen before, then we will introduce Workforce Connection Executive Premium Service.
Now, can you walk us through what it's like to work with your firm right now? Like, what's how is the enterprise kind of use your service?
Well, basically, right now, we're just launching.
Right.
We've been in development.
Do you have beta clients?
Oh, yes. We have. One of them has been Georgia Pacific, actually, mm-hmm. working very closely with one of their senior recruiters and running those positions and doing the testing.
So then they came to you. Can you walk us through, like, what does the workflow look like?
We are building the largest possible database of qualified, profiled professionals. Our system has built into it job roles. With every job role, there is associated all of the hard skills associated with it, the soft skills, specific areas of knowledge, professional certifications, and professional licenses. So we now have we are getting information from our members that never can be taken out of a resume. We're going to know all the warts and all. The other thing, which is very important, by the way, before we started designing and developing, I interviewed 250 hiring managers, surveyed 1,000 candidates to find out what is it they wanted to hear? What mm-hmm. was it they needed?
Right.
Need being the operative word. And so a lot of this has been brought in. On the candidate side, one of their biggest complaints was that they would apply for a job and they put their resume and information into an ATS system, lost and gone forever. Never hear any response.
Right. Not good, bad, or indifferent. Nothing, right?
As if they didn't count. The other thing is that no one seemed to care what they needed, where they wanted to work, how much they needed to earn.
Right.
All those things. What kind of job? So one of the things when in our registration process, that's the very first thing, we ask them, what are your requirements? What is it you want? What is it you need?
And are those blank lines or do you prompt them?
They're basically, it's all in there. So they select, do they want a full-time? Do they want to telecommute?
Like work out of the house
all
or
of
they
those
travel?
Things. Everything right. is there.
Or work weekends or evenings.
You've got it. Everything. Mm-hmm. And what the minimum, either hourly or annual compensation, etc. So that is, we build up this whole knowledge base.
So you get this kind of a holistic view of the candidate.
Exactly. Now, on the other side, when a hiring, it's a subscription-based model, no per-placement fees, no...
Does the candidate pay?
Nope.
So it's free to the candidate.
Oh, free to the candidate.
All right, so this is disruptive. I'm not familiar with another service like this, going subscription-based.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Subscription-based, and it's based on the size of your company in terms of the number of employees. Mm-hmm. So if you have a small company, you've got 250 or less.
Is that the minimum? Is 250?
Up to 200. It's up to 250. Mm-hmm. So you could have 10.
Right.
Up to 250. The annual subscription is $2,000. Now, once you get up to the C-suite, or rather the Fortune 500 people, where you've got 10,000, 20,000, 100,000, right. The top we top out at is a $300,000 a year.
Wow.
$2,000. Ryan spent that on wine last weekend. He has he's in a new relationship. So,
can I have some? I think I need it.
You and your team, at some point in the process, somebody conducts an actual interview over the phone, ask questions?
It's all
built into the intelligence in. Is built into the platform. The knowledge that has been accumulated through the team, the people behind this are all highly accomplished, very professional entrepreneurs who've been in the search, staffing, and technology business for 20 plus years.
Now, how many candidates do you have in your database now?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't keep up with that side of things,
like,
but we're building.
Over 100?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So thousands of...
Yes, we have. And I mean, we are utilizing different ways to social media.
Right.
We are in process of discussions with a couple of the job boards mm-hmm. who are not doing so well because job boards are on the decline. I'm
sure.
not sure what, you know, Monster got picked up by Randstad for like $425 million.
Right.
Where about 5 years ago, they were worth $1.5 billion.
Right.
Simply Hired went, I think, into bankruptcy, and Indeed picked them up for pennies on the dollar.
Right.
So a lot of these job boards are looking for other revenue generators. Mm-hmm. So we are looking to channel partner where the small to medium-sized businesses can receive our service through the job board. But in turn, the job board will be able to give us their database of people that we can then invite to come and become members of Workforce Connection.
Right. And then it's free for the candidate, again, to be a member of Workforce Connection. And then the subscription is, kind of minimal for the
If
for
you
the
think
company.
About it, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if
and
you
What do you get for that $2,000? Like, you can, how many jobs can you post?
Unlimited.
Unlimited jobs.
If you have a small company, the whole thing is going to be, you're not going to have as many, obviously,
right,
as somebody who is at the 10,000, 50,000 level of employees.
Right.
So if you think that it's going to cost you $500 for every ad that
ad
you place.
In Monster, right?
Well, exactly.
You could easily drop that.
Oh, yeah, LinkedIn, that's $495.
Right.
So the other thing we're doing is we're taking away the hard work from the internal recruiter at Georgia Pacific, a SunTrust, because they have to go source candidates. Now, what are their options? They can either post a job and get hundreds of irrelevant resumes
right.
and have to wade their way
through
those.
That. That's...
Right, that's time consuming. Alternatively, they can, on one of the subscriptions, recruiter subscriptions on LinkedIn now, put in the old-fashioned Boolean search keywords,
right.
come up with all those profiles, but then have to go through every single one. You don't know if the person is looking active, interested, or whatever.
Do you have other services other than the subscription? Like, how about if I have more needs, to actually talk to the candidate or kind of vet them even
more?
Well,
no, what we do is everything through us, we offer the video interview.
Right.
Right. We, again, we are only presenting to our hiring managers, recruiters, qualified, active, interested candidates. We have already established that candidate is interested in the position, has all of the right skills, background, experience, is willing to work for that compensation level and in that location, and wants to go to work for that company before the hiring manager is ever presented with his profile. So we are presenting someone who's already been qualified.
And that's happening kind of automatically through your
through the platform. Now, what we're saying is, we know that we're presenting them with the person that can do the job from a technical point of view, if you like, but obviously the personality.
Right, it's got to be culture fit and all
correct.
That.
So we are saying that your internal hiring managers or recruiters can now focus on peeling back the layers of
the
onion.
Soft skills, right?
Correct. Even though we do incorporate some of that into the system.
But at some point, a human has to talk to a human, right?
Exactly.
Because that's who they're going to interact with.
And here's the thing. We could offer that, but then your costs go up. Because as soon as you start to have the people interaction for thousands of candidates, that's why staffing companies are going out of business, cutting their margins, cutting their back room, because they can't support it. This way, our people, quote unquote, back office is the technology. And I say that the technology is the backbone, but this company is driven, the heart of it, are our accomplished entrepreneurs and the people who have the knowledge in search and staffing. They are the heart.
When you first came up with this idea and started shopping it around, I mean, you had to secure some pretty incredible resources. Did the folks you spoke with, did they initially embrace this, or did you really have to get creative in selling it?
Now, remember, I went out and I asked 250 hiring managers, what is it you need?
So you had real data.
Oh, yeah. We designed this based upon, we thought we knew what the answer was, but you never assume anything in life, right? I've learned that. And even though I've been working in this and working with hiring managers and recruiters now for 15 years, I was going to get this validated. And we went out and, as I say, spoke with them, got the feedback, and listened to their frustrations on both sides. So we served both the candidates and the hiring managers. And then what we did was sit down. My team, for example, one of the team members was actually funded originally by AT&T many, many years ago, 25 years ago, to set up a staffing company through which they could run their contractors. So she's been doing this for 25 years. She knows it inside out.
Right.
another one, Jim Chansky. He was a member of the HR team and C-suite of Fortune 50 companies for up to 30 years. 15 years ago, he established a highly successful company here in Atlanta called Flex HR.
I thought I'd heard that name. I've heard that name before.
Oh, yes. Very well respected, very well known. Jim is part of this. So we have people who truly understand it. Now, on the inside, my chief development officer, he built and developed and designed my original applicant analytics that I've been using for 15 years. Mm-hmm. So he gets it, knows it, and we have a team behind him. The person who heads up my technology is the former CIO of Egon Zehnder, one of the world's largest executive search firms. Mm-hmm. He launched their internet platform.
Now, can we talk a little bit about your channel partner strategy? How did you choose your partners and how did you go about kind of partnering with them?
Well, basically, I want people who have an excellent reputation because it is who you are associated with that can either hurt you or help you. So first of all, the company that will be providing our payrolls and employer of record, as I say, been doing it a very long time mm-hmm. in 40 states. I mean, across the country, 52. And so actually woman-owned, too. They're actually out of San Diego. Then we have looking and talking to, for example, we're trying to get to Trinet because they are offering all of the other services around HR,
right,
but not recruiting. We are reaching out to Accenture to help offer it to their client companies mm-hmm. and so forth. So well-respected, well-known partners are the ones we're looking for.
And so now that it's available for clients now, right?
Correct.
It's official launch and now you're going
live. We're live.
And so now what's the pain that this company is having that they should consider your service?
The pain that they have is cost to fill, time to fill, quality of. It's hurting them.
So if they're frustrated with their hiring of their last batch of whatever professional they needed, they should call you?
They should call us. And we call ourselves the HR manager's perfect partner. We're not replacing anyone. We want to work alongside and with the HR departments to make them more effective and more efficient and save money.
And then also, if you're a candidate or you're working somewhere, it's nice to put your name into the hat here too.
Yes, because you can keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on in your profession.
Right.
And no one is being presented without their saying, yes, I want to go and talk to these people. Otherwise, they'll know, okay, the market is currently paying X for my services. And maybe the need looks like it's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And that's maybe where I might think to move if I want to. But they can keep the finger on the pulse. So it's both for not just the active job seeker, but also the passive.
So what do you need next? Do you need just more awareness? Are you looking for funding at all? Are you locked and loaded on that?
All the above.
Yeah, okay.
All the above. I mean, now we have to take it to the next level. Take it to the next level needs more funding as we're coming out the gate. We have developed this on a very limited budget. In other words, I know how to operate lean and mean. I've had a lot of experience doing that. I've been in technology a long time. And I will tell you, in the consulting area, back in the late 90s and 2000s, I saw where money was just frittered away and not spent mm-hmm. wisely. So we're spending it wisely. But now we need to get the sales, marketing going and all the other things to get to the next level. And yes, we obviously want customers.
And then customers can use this as kind of a plug and play.
Well, it's a software as a service solution. And so they don't have to implement anything, integrate.
Right, so they just kind of log in.
You register, you log in, and you're away.
And are there trade shows in your arena? Like, will you be going that circuit and exhibiting or at least visiting and walking the carpet and that kind of thing?
We will. In fact, interestingly enough, we are being promoted as we speak in Las Vegas because it turns out our strategic partner in San Diego happens to be there. And they are so bullish about the solution. I mean, they just jumped at it. We had several people in that sector wanting to get on board with this. And so they're actually promoting us. As we speak, I had to overnight a whole box of brochures, information to them. So yes, well, I mean, we're getting out there now and spreading the word, and hence why I'm sitting with you all today.
That's great. So if you're a company and wanted to learn more, or a candidate that wants to learn more, is there a website?
Oh yeah. Go to workforceconnection.com.
And that's CONNEXION.
Correct.
Well, this is exciting stuff. We look forward to following you as this whole effort unfolds. And I think it might be fun to have you come back in a month or two or 6 months, whatever is appropriate, and come with a client, a local client maybe that you're serving. And what do you think, Lee? Maybe get that 360 view of what that looks
what
like.
What it looks like, how you
love
work together.
To. We actually have already formed a member advisory council. That's our candidates. We are in the process of forming a customer advisory council because I believe always that you have to continue to learn, grow, react, never stay static. And by the way, that's one other thing about our system. It isn't dead. Every time any candidate or hiring manager puts in a skill or something which may not have already been associated with that job role, the system is learning, growing. So it is a living thing that will continue to flourish.
What an invigorating and inspiring conversation. Yeah. This is fantastic. And I'm quite sincere about this. I think we should do that 360 degree kind of episode. So we'll put that together. Before we wrap, one more time, let's make sure that our listeners know where to go. So that website again.
www.workforceconnection.com. Connection with an X.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor, our fearless producer, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, our guest today, Indra Turnbull with Workforce Connection, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.